and bring in Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. Bobby, how are you this morning?
Great. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
And, you know, I was out at the fan day a couple weeks ago, and it has to be a good indication for you of how fired up people are about this team when you see that many people turning out on a day when it was over 100 degrees.
That was pretty remarkable. I really love that. Our fans turned out. Our players had a good time. And even though it was a little hot, I think everybody had a good time.
And, you know, you look ahead to this weekend's opener against Richmond. It's hard to kind of know what you have until you play a game. You know, in college football, you don't really get any kind of scrimmages or anything other than your players against your players.
That's the scary part of it. You got to, you know, just hope you're ready. You've covered everything. You got a checklist. You just go down it and try to get every situation you can covered and, you know, put it in their hands after that. You know, we've practiced long enough. It's time to play.
Bobby, you're a big Law and Order fan. Jack McCoy gets promoted to DA. How do you think he's going to do this year?
He may run for president after that. This might be the leapfrog position right there.
How do you like the fact that a lot of people around the country, you know, think that your team's going to a bowl game? Is that a good thing, or do you sort of just think that's irrelevant right now?
Well, I like it because I think our fans get excited, and, you know, hopefully we'll have good crowds. And, you know, around the country, you know, it doesn't bother me or it doesn't make me happy or whatever. I just sort of indifferent about that. But, you know, I like the atmosphere around Nashville and around our team. If you don't have high expectations, you know, you're just not going to, you know, achieve very much. And, you know, everybody said, well, y'all just putting yourself up for a fall. And, you know, I just don't see it that way. I don't like to think that way. And we're going to try to do our very best. And if you have high expectations, you got a good chance of meeting them.
We had Jerry DiNardo on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he should know. He thinks you've done the best job that anybody's ever done at Vanderbilt, because the bar's never been higher in the SEC. You look at the level of coaching, you know, the resumes, the fact that you've got three guys in the conference who have won national championships. What are your thoughts on that? You know, when you hear somebody like Jerry, who knows how hard it is to win at Vanderbilt, say something like that.
Well, it's very, very flattering because he does know the situation here. But, you know, it's just his opinion, and you got to prove it. I mean, you just got to go. I don't care how good a job people say we're doing. You know, we've got to have a better record, and we got to just take the next step and go to a bowl. And we're not going to be satisfied until we do that. I think Vanderbilt's a great situation. You can recruit here. You know, we need a little success, and, you know, we can be a consistent winner in the SEC if we do it right.
Coach, I always want to get into your head a little bit.
Uh-oh.
As far as year to year, when you evaluate the job that you've done and your staff, do you stick to what has gotten you here as far as your mindset, as far as your strategy, as far as your scheme, especially on game day? Do you prepare yourself? Do you go over some things to say, hey, I'm going to be a little bit more aggressive in these spots? You know, I can't believe I made that call last year. I'm going to do something different this year. I'm going to go for two more, you know, something like that. Do you
sure.
kind of change strategies as
sure.
you as from year to year?
I think you have to. I think you got to evaluate everything you did last year and see if you can improve. And if you're part of the problem, you got to change it. Or if you think you can improve everything, change it. I think that's one thing our staff is not afraid to do. You know, we went out and talked to several other schools this year about some offensive and defensive things and some kicking game things, because kicking game was a problem for us last year. And, you know, we just made a pledge that we're going to make it better. And you got to be willing to look at yourself and say, hey, I can improve, and this will help the team.
Do you feel like going into game weeks now that you have to kind of keep the pedal to the floor and keep these guys, keep banging, keep hitting? Do you still stick to that, or you try to kind of little, you know, back off a little bit in preparation for the first game?
We're going to back off today. We actually had some good contact yesterday and some close order drills. Nothing where anybody's got a bunch of momentum running around, but You know, we had some good contact yesterday, one-on-one. But we'll back off now. It's time. We've been practicing now for 3 weeks, and this will be the fourth week coming up. And, you know, just the wear and tear of getting out there on your legs and being tired. And the great thing, we haven't had to start school yet. So we're going to just sort of back off a little bit and start making sure we've got every one of our special situations covered and be ready to go.
Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson is our guest. And you talked about the August heat during the press conference yesterday, and how it had affected things, you know, with the way you've run your camp. And, you know, some coaches wouldn't really admit that. They say, oh, we just got to work through the conditions no matter what they are. But you said, you know, you have had to change some things here and there with, you know, this string of 100-degree days we've had.
A couple of days we decided we had some, like, 4:15 practices called, and we changed those to about 6:15 in the evening. And that helps a great deal. I tell you, if you go out there when it's just unbearable, your players go into a survival mode. They don't go into a learning mode. You know, they just want to, you know, don't want the coach to holler at them and get in and get back in the showers and then go get something to eat. And they think they've done well. But if it's bearable and you can get to them and talk to them, teach them, I think they're just better learners in that situation, and there's no use to beat a dead horse out there trying to get them to go when it's that hot.
Bobby, I want to ask you a couple questions about you know, personnel on defense. You satisfied with what you have up front on the defensive line? You have, I think, out of the 8 players listed on the depth chart, 6 of them I know have significant experience.
We're satisfied with those. We'd like to have some more depth at defensive end right now. We feel like you know, with Curtis Gatewood and Broderick Stewart and Steven Stone, we have some real quality there. Those guys played well for us last year. You know, we're looking for some backups, and we got a freshman, Theron Codrey. We got a guy who's playing offensive line last year, Riley Lauer, and a redshirt freshman, Terrell Brandon, you know, is going to give us some time there. So Greg Billinger's got a step up and be an inside guy for us, and he's going to be a very important person for us, backing up Theo Horrocks and probably Gabe Hall on that side. So it's the quality's good there, but we'd like to have more depth.
Theo has to be the kind of player that coaches really like, because he just seems like he's no-nonsense when he's out on the field and seems to have a nose for where the football is as well.
I love Theo Horrocks. I tell you, he's a hard worker, and you know, he's all business out on the field, and he's changed his body. He's gotten stronger. He's gotten bigger, and still has that same attitude. So I'd like to have about 4 more like him.
Yeah, overachiever. I remember when you guys signed him. Want to talk about 2 of the key players, though, one on each side of the ball, beginning with Chris Nixon. We hear from David Cutcliffe about Eric Ainge, about the different degrees that he's changed, that, you know, he's now doing a good job of managing the defenses. Talk about Chris Nixon's development over the past year and where you think he is in his developmental stage in terms of becoming the quarterback you think he can be.
Well, I think he's right on schedule. You know, he's had 1 year starting at quarterback, and I think that's a huge learning experience. The thing about the quarterback in our system, he has to make so many decisions. I mean, it's just, you know, from the huddle to the snap is just decision after decision. And I think the more you do it, the better you get at it. And Chris is starting to be that kind of guy who sees the big picture now, and he can make those split-second decisions and hopefully, you know, do the right thing all the time. You know, you never do it all the time, but, you know, if you can do it a large percentage of the time, you know, that just makes you a better quarterback. And he's got the skills, there's no doubt about it. He can throw, he can run. You know, but you got to be that complete package if you're going to be a very good quarterback in the SEC. You got to make great decisions to not only keep your, you know, good plays going, but keep you from having bad plays.
Bobby, I know you're an actions above words kind of guy, and that seems to embody Jonathan Goff. But, you know, we talked in years past about guys who have left the program early, guys who stayed like Jay Cutler. And what I keep hearing, you know, from people involved in your program is, it's not only did Goff make a statement about the fact that he wanted to come back and want to be part of this, but he's almost really like the perfect role model about, you know, just going out and doing what you're supposed to do and, you know, talking less and maybe doing more. What are your thoughts on that and just the impact he has on the other players on the team?
I think that's well put. You know, John Goff does it the way it's supposed to be done every day. And you can't say that about too many people. And, you know, just every time we choose somebody to represent our team and, you know, we ask our players who they want it to be, I mean, it's John Goff. I mean, every time. So, and he's the kind of guy that sets the example. And just like you said, he's back for the right reasons. He wants to help our team. He wants to get his degree in engineering, which I think is remarkable. You know, he's just the kind of guy you want. And as humble as you know, Kevin Ingram, I guess, you know.
Wow. So,
that's pretty humble.
Wow, that's pretty high.
He's got you fooled.
Yeah, Bobby only sees me once a week during football season.
Bobby, bottom line, any danger of your guys looking ahead to Alabama this week?
I don't think so. We've shown a lot of Richmond film. They've done some good things, and, you know, we've said it many times before. You know, if we don't play well, you know, we got a chance to lose. If we play well, we got a chance to win against anybody. So, you know, I think they realize the reverse is true. So, you know, our guys just want to play a game, and, you know, they want to be tested, and Richmond will certainly do that, and I think they're ready to get down to business.
Well, come out and play well in the first half, so we'll have some good stuff to talk about at halftime.
You know? I just want to hear you snap Kevin off a couple
yeah,
of times this year
at
halftime. It's okay, well, Bobby.
Just record them, and it'll probably happen.
All right.
Hey, Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Enjoyed it.
All right, we'll bye. See you later.